We got it.
Good evening and welcome. It is Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019 at 5 p.m. We are at the authority headquarters and I will call to order the Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority Board of Directors meeting. I'll call the roll. Cameron Bogus.
Here.
Tom Donahue.
Here.
Sean Carlton.
Here.
Ann Price.
Here.
For the record, all directors are present. Item 3A. Minutes of the November 5th, 2019 business meeting. Any comments or corrections?
Hearing none, I'll move that we approve the November 15th, 2019 business meeting minutes.
I'll second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the business meeting minutes of November 5th, 2019. All in favor?
Aye.
We need Tom has to abstain.
Tom needs to abstain.
I should have.
No, you need to abstain
because you weren't here.
Oh, excuse me.
Never mind.
Any abstentions?
Any abstentions? Yes, one. Motion carries. Thank you. Item 4A, accounts payable for November 5th, November 15th, November 30th of 2019. Any questions or concerns?
I have a question. On November 5th, we had a $210 amount given out to the Oregon Health Authority.
That's certification renewal.
For our health plan?
No.
Employees?
For operator certification renewal for their licensures.
On the 15th, we had one to the Department of Justice. What was that all about? The $355 or something.
That is for child support. For an employee.
And what's the deal with Quill Corporation? Who's that?
That's where we buy a lot of our office supplies.
Okay. My last question, $250 payments to A.H. Tillman Medical Group. And that was on the 29th.
Those are for random drug screens.
Oh.
UAs.
What's that?
UAs.
Wow.
So with the $50, that's per person? And they do it right
that's
there.
Split between two accounts, the 104 and the 105. So it was
$100.
$100, yeah.
One last item.
I think that should be, is that correct?
I think that one was for a CDL physical.
Okay.
One last item
yeah.
was the 29th. We paid $565.50 to USA Blue Book.
Well, but
last
USA,
item on the.
Yeah, but USA Blue Book then it's stuff for operations. That might have been locate paint, the blue locate paint that we have to locate our utilities. So it would be supplies that we bought from them for daily operations.
Okay.
So they also supply the marker or the stuff that you put back down to relocate it with the.
Utility marker ball
That goes in the ground.
They do supply those, but I don't buy them from them if I want to.
On the question back on the UA, have you ever checked into doing your own? As far as they have like the test of you send it in, or
we can't.
You can't do it that way.
Especially for CDL.
All in CDL stuff, different requirement of paper.
Yep.
Right. Oh. Just talk.
I'll entertain a motion then.
I'll move that we approve the accounts payable for November 5th, November 15th, November 30th of 2019.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the accounts payable for November 5th, November 15th, and November 30th of 2019. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Item 4B, fiscal year report. Any questions for the authority manager?
No.
have manager's report, Tony?
The only thing I have under the manager's report is an item that I forgot to put on there, and that is in regards to authorized signatures. We just did this a few months ago. We need to do it again because I am leaving. I need to be taken off, and the board members, along with the new manager, need to be authorized as signatories on checks, resolutions, minutes, things like that. So we have to go through the process again, and it needs to be effective at 12:00 a.m. on the 1st of January.
I don't think I'll be up by then.
That's the effective
date. So we need to do it prior to that,
yeah,
to be effective
that
on that
way,
date.
In order to get it changed, the bank has to have approved written minutes. So those would be approved at the 7th meeting when the new manager starts on the 6th. And then the signatures, new signature cards can be done.
It has to be done prior to the 6th?
No,
I'm saying as far as the timing of this, this is going to be the easiest, quickest way to do it.
Okay.
So go in on that the 30th or 31st? Or?
No, so what we'll do is approve that change tonight.
Okay.
Effective January 1st, I will approve these meeting minutes on January 7th. Is that correct? January 7th, 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, then we can go directly to the bank and make changes rather than having to wait another month to do that.
Right.
And what happens in between the 1st and the 7th?
Two board members need to sign any checks that need to be signed.
Yeah. It would have to be Chairman Vicker and Vice Chair Price, if they're both available. If not, then it goes to you and one of the two of them.
Okay.
And we want that effective January 1 so that Tony is able to sign checks as of that date.
So we need to approve that tonight.
We do.
So we need a motion to,
and we'll have to name everybody.
To, in the motion.
Yep.
Okay, are we ready to?
So we're going to name the new director now?
We'll announce that later.
The new manager.
Yeah.
Okay,
sorry,
so.
It's okay.
Help me make sure I get the right. So I move that we work with Oregon Coast Bank to instruct them that as of midnight 00001 on January 1st, 2020, the approved signers on the PCJWSA account will be, am I headed in the right direction? Okay, Carolyn McVicker, Ann Price, Sean Carlton, Tom Donahue, and Cameron Gogas, and Kirk Medina.
And specifically take me off.
And remove Tony Owen as a signer on the account.
Effective the same date.
Effective the same date and time.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded that we work with Oregon Coast Bank to change the signatories on our checking on our bank accounts to as effective as of January 1, midnight 001. To include myself, Carolyn Vicker, and Price, Sean Carlton, Tom Donahue, Cameron Gogas, and Kurt Medina, and at the same time remove Tony Owen as a signatory. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, unfinished business. Wastewater treatment plant improvement.
Okay, so I did have an email exchange today with legal and with parametrics as far as what's going on. It looks like the agreement's pretty much all put together between MSI and us, and the change order is about done. I have let them know that this needs to get done before I leave on the 31st, because it's going to be very difficult for somebody else to pick up the pieces and know what the heck's going on. So I've told them that time is of the essence, and we need to get this taken care of sooner rather than later. It's dragged on way too long.
So where's our attorneys on this?
As far as?
Taking care of this.
They're right in the middle of it.
Maybe I'll lean on them later.
Are they given an end date or a...
No, I think what we're waiting for now is paperwork. We've got agreement.
The two sides have come to terms,
yeah.
Essentially.
Two
right.
sides have come to terms.
So, no, but Tommy's leaning on them right now to get the
paperwork
get it done before the end of the year.
Good. Thank you.
By the end of the year.
Yeah.
Before the end of the year.
That'll mean the paperwork is
yes.
done, but not the rest of the processes that
right.
need to be done.
Right.
Okay. Item 6B, new authority manager search update. I think we can safely say the search is complete. We interviewed on November 19th, deliberated on November 20th, and it was a unanimous recommendation and choice, not only with the board, but also staff that were participating, and also with advisory committee members. And we selected Kurt Medina as our new authority manager. He will be here on a start date of January 6th. The paperwork has been signed, so we know he's coming and ready to go. The contract that we discussed in October has been completed and that's been signed. And the preparation, the pre-employee work has been completed and done so that we know that there aren't going to be any hiccups in that process. He will be traveling to Pacific City to work with Tony and staff for almost a week, beginning on December 16th. And we'll then move forward once he's here after the 6th to talk about introducing him to the public and getting that information out. I think this is going to be an extremely busy month. If you count the work days left, there aren't that many. And we've got a lot that we want to get done. So I think we're ready to go with that. The one thing that I did want to bring up to the board, we had talked about doing a workshop session with Rob Mills in January with the new authority manager. And I just wanted you to know I'm going to send out a doodle poll. To see what dates might be available that we can begin to get that set up so that we aren't waiting until mid-January to decide and then all of a sudden we're February with holidays and trying to skirt around a number of things. So you'll be getting that from me and we'll be moving forward with that. All right, 6C, master plans update proposal.
Well, we discussed the master plans update last month. There were some concerns regarding the way that some of the data was, I guess, presented within the scope regarding, you know, population and making sure that everything is functioning properly and in terms of making it clear that we're dealing with more about connections than we are. You know, the actual population, and so that's what this revised scope is.
This one here that we got. Mm-hmm. I've got a couple questions on that. Hold it up. I believe that's page 6. It says the computer modeling and mapping go hand in hand since the electronic mapping is used to develop the computer. Have we already started any of that process before anything of the...
We have one, a model for the wastewater or the water distribution system. We do not have one for the wastewater collection system. The water is going to be updated into the same model. We're going to go with a newer model, so it's more up-to-date and current. It's going to be more valuable information for both the water and the collection system.
Okay. And then And also, the next paragraph, the bracket, the PDF drawings and original sewer will be digitized. We've never done that then?
Mm-hmm.
None of our stuff is our mapping or like what they're proposing to do?
Right, correct.
Okay, let's be straight and clear on this. The newer projects are all electronic, okay? The older collection system and water distribution stuff, they're on paper or they're PDF, and so they're just going to run them so that we can have them electronically. That's all.
And then the calibration model will be that part, the backbone, has been developed, flow mm-hmm. conditions. So, I mean, this process has already started then.
No. I can't start any of this unless the board of directors approves this scope of work.
Okay, so then it goes, then there's some other ones. Page 7, the modeling sewer network will be built with up-to-date drawings and existing sewer system. Aren't all our stuff did the drawings up to
date? Okay, director,
sorry.
What paragraph were you
in? We're on the down there at the bottom. That'd be the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 6th bullet? 2, 3. 7th bullet. 6.
Oh, under assumptions?
Yeah, assumptions. And so most of our stuff is not really up as far as what they're saying that they're going to do up-to-date drawings.
Well,
that is that
I'm
like
still
a
not following where
yeah,
they,
the
system.
The model will be built from the most up-to-date photo. Drawings of the existing sewer system.
So they just have to add to what we've changed?
Yeah, like airport lift station stuff we've done.
Oh, okay.
Since it was done before,
yeah.
Which wasn't last
right.
year.
But we stay, so, I mean, all that stuff is held in. We keep, okay. All right, and then down on the next paragraph on the deliverables, the goal of the data collection will be provided the sewer flow conditions during specifics. Periods.
Are you under deliverables?
Yeah. Right.
Oh,
so we've already we started doing that. No.
No, this is a very long process with actual sampling in the collection system with automatic samplers and flow measuring devices. So none of this has been done.
So this is all going to change.
Uh huh.
They also mentioned in there that. It was going to be over a 9-month period or so.
Yeah,
to be cut and rent the equipment instead right. of it's more cost effective than that.
Yep.
And okay. having them come back 3 or 4 times
yeah.
and install it and take it out again. And
right.
All that sort
which
of
makes
thing.
Total sense.
Yeah.
But there was a part here that we had talked about in the last board meeting. I wrote it. So everything that they've done as far as in here. Has not been done yet.
Right, this
all
scope
new.
Has not been done.
Okay.
This is all new.
Well, it was kind of interesting because when I started reading this, that they, I thought that they had taken their, it was right in the first paragraph, about how they don't do analysis of how many people we had here.
Because our most effective information comes from how many services we have.
Versus?
Because, yeah.
And that they don't, they can't, Oregon State, they don't do a...
That's why we have been tracking it on service connections.
Okay.
More valuable information for us.
Okay. Because Mike had mentioned something about, it's another part I had a question, of being able to electronically check our meters and stuff.
Electronically checking the meters would be a project that could be recommended as part of a master plan, but it's not something that, you know, we looked at different meter options a number of years ago and it just was not cost effective for us at all to go to electronic meters. The cost of it outweighed
it prohibited.
It outweighed the way that we're doing it now.
So with the stuff that, if this is proposed, then we'll be able to do that down the road. As far as,
I mean, that's all a matter of money. That's a completely different topic than this. Automatic read meters are something completely different than this.
Okay.
Two different subjects.
So the purpose of the master plans is to give us a picture of where we are now and what we're going to need in terms of capital expenditures potentially over the next 20 years.
So does this go ahead and show as far as replacing pumps, water lines, or how long lines have been in the ground? Does that master plan cover those types?
Go ahead.
That's one of the things we'll be looking at, correct?
For the parametrics. Okay. So then they also help with our fee schedule then, because that...
Well, are you talking about our monthly user rates?
Yeah, SD.
The SDCs are different than our monthly user fees. So as a part of this proposal, they will be looking at how much the master plan expenditures need to be, looking at, you know, what needs to be done, what's already been done, and then there will be a new proposed SDC rate. Whether it goes up or down, I don't know. My assumption is that it would be proposed to go higher. Whether they propose it higher or lower, if they propose higher, that doesn't mean the board has to set the SDCs higher.
They just what, make recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Are we going to act on this tonight? Or?
I think so. Sean, did the updated description about population resolve your question?
It did, yeah.
Okay. Are there other questions about the master plan scope?
So, I will move that we approve the master plan scope of work to move forward on that.
Do we need to put the dollar in there?
Yeah, we'll probably need that again.
Oh.
$278,735.
At a cost of $278,735. Thank you.
Where's that at?
In the map?
That's in the budget.
There are two pages of that.
Yeah, it's cut off, unfortunately. I didn't recognize that.
We got it the month before. It's $278,735.
Yeah, there was no change in that from the previous.
$735.
So did we pretty well look, as far as, did they go back and look at as where as we were, say, the last one they did, well, they
they do exactly what's in that scope.
That's what the purpose of the scope is.
The deliverables are clearly laid out so that they know exactly what they need to get us and what we need to get them to do that work. And as Tony sent us an email a couple of months ago, showed that the cost of this master plan had not gone up much since 2005 when we last did both water and sewer master plans. But because we're adding on the sewer modeling and the
seismic,
that's where the additional cost
the seismic
came in, and we're required to do the seismic by state law. And the sewer modeling, because it hasn't been done and we still have land that can be opened up for development, for which we would need to make decisions on what the developers need to do or don't do, the sewer modeling would help us be clear in dealing in those situations. It'll also help us be clear in other areas.
So the other properties would also be checked seismic-wise also? No?
No, it's just our
infrastructure.
Oh, just what we have.
It's just our infrastructure that has to be checked. We don't check anybody else.
No, but our other, we have other properties. Like if we're going to put up another tank and we had the property already for it or anything like that.
That's not a part of this
stuff. And seismic, we don't analyze land without... In it. We're analyzing, I believe the state requires us to analyze the capital improvement part of it.
Right.
Not whether or not the land is there.
So, like the reservoirs and the wastewater treatment plant. No.
So, there's a motion on the floor. Could you restate the motion, please?
Sorry,
Ann. I will move that we approve and move forward with the master plan scope of work and accepting the bid of $278,735.
I second that.
It has been moved and seconded that we move forward with the master plans as proposed by Parametrics for the total of $278,735. Thank you. Next item on the paper. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm ready to move on. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you so much. All right, now we can move on. Item 6D, dwelling unit discussion, multi-dwelling unit discussion. Tony, you want to brief us on this?
I don't know that I really have anything to say. We had the discussion with legal counsel, and legal counsel gave an opinion, and opinion is that basically our rules do not preclude this person from putting in a guest house, and that our rules need to be changed. So legally, we have no standing.
Well, I do think that going forward, at some point when we deem that we have time, we need to take that whole situation up as a policy discussion.
Put that on the agenda for next year.
It is. So you don't need a motion or anything, because that's just taking advice from legal counsel. We've talked about it. There isn't anything that we can take action on. Tony needs to move forward in approving water sewer for that. Needs to move forward with whatever you do.
Yeah, I mean, there needs to be some kind of a consensus that we're moving forward correctly, and like had been stated, that we need to, you know, look at changing our rules, and it sounds like there probably is a consensus, although Tom was not here for the discussion with legal counsel, so.
I did read their advice.
Okay.
But there's no, I mean, we...
I don't know that there's any motion that needs to be taken up.
No, because they're not. We have no ability to charge them for an additional SDC, right?
Correct.
So it's just they can just do what they want to do, right?
Yep.
I want to go as far
not
as
literally
anything. Well, within the context of what we're talking about.
Yeah. I would like to further suggest that when we take this issue up in a broader scheme, that we, the board, consider having a workshop with Sarah Absher, so that we can explore the discussions that are going on at the county level and the particulars of the planning documents and zoning and building
Sarah,
documents and all that.
Sarah, for those of you who may not know, is our planning person for the county.
Yes.
So, refresh my memory, I'm correct, right, that our current rules match the county land use rules, correct?
That is correct.
And so, it's likely that that may change. The county may change there. So, you know, we need to be, that's a good reason to have Sarah to get an idea of where they're heading with that.
And I think the challenge for us is that people have an ability to end up with a multi-dwelling unit without an additional SDC fee, but if they do propose a duplex when they're planning construction, they do pay two.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's unfair to some people that approach it in the beginning or call it something, and if you call it something else, you have a, we have a loophole that can be used. And we need to, I think we need to close that loophole one way or the other, just so that people don't get stuck in between.
That's a big part of my suggestion that we have a workshop with Sarah, because I think Sarah and the county need to be aware of what the concerns are of organizations like this trying to protect the public's resources.
This isn't the first
resources.
Time. I mean, this is...
No, this has been going on for a long time, and, mm-hmm. and to my knowledge, we haven't had that discussion directly. You have talked with her or her counterpart several times, but I think as we're trying to consider forward-looking policies, it would be time well spent for all of us to have that workshop.
Yes.
Okay. Item 6E, sewer connection.
Again, this was a topic that we undertook with legal. This is in regards to a piece of property within our geographical boundaries and the distance that it is, this property is from where the existing public sewer is. And the property owner wanted to put in a septic system as opposed to connecting to public sewer. Legal recommended that I want to word this properly. Legal said that we were within our rights to require this individual to hook to our sewer, our public sewer, and thought that that was the best resolution of this situation. Did I get that clear?
Yeah, basically our policy does not match DEQ policy.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
So it comes down to whether or not this board feels that sewer service is available. And legal counsel felt that it was fairly justified in us making that decision that sewer service is legally available.
Mm-hmm. Would,
and physically available.
And physically available.
Would our the individual feel justified in questioning that decision? I mean, because it
they
is
might.
Because DEQ and we're not the same on the same page.
They might.
They might, but I think DEQ's response is gonna be that we have said that it's physically and legally available,
right.
And therefore they will not issue a permit for a septic.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we don't need a motion or anything about this because it hasn't actually come to us yet? Or has it?
Well, it has in the form of this property owner asking me what he can do and what he can't do. And so that's why it's gone to the board and we talked with legal. And I believe that this is probably a matter that should be voted on because of the discrepancy between our policies and DEQ rules. It would seem to me like that would be the best outcome.
I agree. There's two things we need to do. One, we need to make a decision.
Correct.
Either that it's legally and physically available or that it's not. And two, we need to change our policy to match DEQ policy. That's my feeling.
And I would want to change it rather than go into the detail with the DEQ policy, get into a sense of how many feet to say if it's legally and physically available.
I would just say let's make it match. Instead of the property line in the house, let's make it match whatever DEQ says so that we don't run into this again.
I feel like that might be the subject for another longer conversation after we've had time to really read and think more about what the attorneys have said and what DEQ policies are and that sort of thing. But basically, I think that's right. We need to be in concert with a regulating authority.
Well, that's how you interpret it. I mean, either way, it's...
Yeah, I mean, and I think maybe our original policy had a couple of words in it that appeared to be out of compliance with that, better, or not out of compliance, but different. But I agree. I think it'd be good if we had matching language. Okay. So do we need a motion
things,
then to ask?
Two motions then, or two things on the table. One motion that the board agrees that to this particular property, sewer is legally and physically available, yes or no. And the second, I don't know if it requires a motion, but we need to have direct staff to begin working on revising or creating a new resolution that matches the DEQ.
And that's kind of another one of those things like the ADU conversation. And
I mean, I'm comfortable just directing staff to propose to us a new resolution that is consistent with DEQ.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm fine with everything that the legal counsel has said. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, if staff can bring me something or bring us something, I'm happy to.
If we think we've got enough.
So we have consensus on having staff move forward with creating a revised or new policy regarding sewer hookups that mimics the sewer availability for hookup that mimics the DEQ proposal. So I'll need a motion for this particular property owner to clarify.
So I'll move that we clarify with the property owner in question that it's our opinion that sewer service is legally and physically available to his property. Therefore, we would require him to connect to the city sewer or the public sewer system.
I second.
It has been moved and seconded that we require a particular request regarding sewer connection that, with regard to that particular property, it is legally and physically available, and therefore will require him or her to hook up to the public sewer system. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Alright, item 7, guest questions and comments.
Can I go first?
Sure.
Okay, I have a couple of questions. I talked to Jeanette Miller recently, who wanted to do a presentation on emergency preparedness. She's been involved in this for many years. She's going to do a presentation next month at the Chamber, which Mike and I are going to attend. She told me that she had two options. She had coming and giving a presentation in 3 minutes, which she said is not enough time, and I can appreciate that. The other was doing a written proposal. Now, my question is, you said that you don't do presentations, yet I'm really confused because Gene Johnson did a presentation, and I know you always talk about issues of equity. So I'm not really clear why you would let him do a presentation, but you wouldn't extend, you know, the offer to do that. So I want to know, is there something in your board policy or bylaws? And if it is, if you could provide me with a copy, I would appreciate that.
A couple of things just to explain the situation, I think, in a little more depth.
Okay.
Tony and I chatted and had a discussion, and we offered her, I think, 4 different options. And one was to introduce the concept that she had during the 3 minutes during guest comments. She could contact any board member and discuss the issue. She could meet with Tony, call Tony and set up a meeting, talk about it, or she could submit a proposal. So we need to be clear and coordinated before we invite someone to have a presentation, because it's more of a business meeting rather than a community type meeting. And that was the case with Gene Johnson, and that we had done a lot of homework and had some discussions here, and we were not, we didn't have the depth of information, so we worked a number of hours with Gene to clarify and focus on what he was going to present. So it's not that we aren't interested in the subject, and it's not that we don't want to hear what she has to say, it's just we need to coordinate it.
That makes sense. And then I have one other question.
Sure.
Your attorney costs $525, according to Michelle, at your community engagement workshop. Is there a reason why you don't use a local attorney? We used to use Lois Albright, and we don't anymore. Now people are laughing, so maybe there's a reason for that. She charges $250 an hour. So I just wondered, was there a reason why you changed attorneys? Did you feel that she wasn't representing you well?
I've been here for 30 years and we've never used Lois Albright.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, okay. Well, I guess I was misinformed on that. So I guess my question, have you always used the same attorney since you've been here, or have you changed attorneys?
So we have been with Schwabe, Williamson, and Wyatt for virtually my entire career here, and the reason for that is that they offer us so many different disciplines all under one roof, and they are expensive, but they are also very well qualified. It's like the issues that we were discussing here regarding multi-dwelling units and whatnot. They have attorneys that cover virtually every discipline. They range in cost per hour from, depending on what it is, $250 up to $650 an hour.
Depending on who the attorney is.
It just depends on what's happening.
This particular group is extremely well thought of. Just to give you an example, they are currently working with the Secretary of State's office on timber issues, representing the Secretary of State, because the Attorney General refused to recognize or to represent the Secretary of State's office on timber issues. It's politics, but these are, they basically give you an idea. It's extremely well thought of, probably one of the very best attorneys in the state of Oregon, or attorney groups. And as you say, their disciplines are very, and their expertise is amazing, quite frankly.
I think to give you also a little more flavor there is that using a good solid attorney in the beginning often prevents expensive lawsuits down the road. And we've, because of construction of capital projects, we've been in some mediations, and we are now using attorneys to finish out the wastewater treatment plant agreement. And I would much rather personally be in hands of someone that is very knowledgeable, and that's their area of expertise, than to put the community at risk trying to influence an attorney that doesn't maybe know the subject as well.
I was surprised at how many attorneys, different attorneys, work for us.
I appreciate that information.
I was amazed.
Yeah, they were very, very well thought of.
Now, I don't know if I have time. I have one more question. I probably should have given the questions first, because I think probably Tony will be the only one who can answer it. Okay, we're trying to understand the history of Horn Creek. Back in 2011, there was a discussion about an organization who filed a complaint. They were called Water Watch. And so I wanted to find out, what was the complaint about, and how was it resolved?
It wasn't a complaint necessarily. Their position was they were questioning our drawing of water from Horn Creek to resolve that particular issue. We worked with them, and again with our attorneys, to resolve the problem, so we're not drawing too much water out of Horn Creek and not jeopardizing sealing.
That's
cool. We didn't come out with a newsletter this month, but we're going to try it for next month. One of the things that we're going to model within there is a growth model. And it will be based on connections and consumption. And we're going to try to get the information that we can. I would like to work with the board on this if they want to. Because I think it'll be in everyone's interest if we really do it. I'll probably try to take it from the year 1980 to kind of coincide with census, you know, 80, 90, 2000, 2010, you know, up to present and stuff. And so we'll kind of work within that model, but again, I'd like to regionalize the area, you know, separate like PC Heights from Cape Tawanda, from PC Maine, from, you know, some of the industrial and commercial uses that we've got. And so, I'll do the best I can. I'll do it with whatever help I can. If anybody wants to offer to work on that, it could be a group project real easy. I think we're going to write a grant on water testing again. I wrote one earlier with a watershed board, and it was connected to a high school. And I think I'm either going to try to around the same model. And the watershed group has already started water testing, so we've already kind of gone forward on some of our ideas that we had when we did the first one. And they've already subsidized it, but it's expensive to buy the water testers. They're 24/7, but they're available 24/7, and you can start to build real models out of everything that we've got. And so I think those are two positive approaches. Again, if anybody wants to collaborate, they can. If the Water Sewer Board wants to be the sponsor of it, that would be great also. Otherwise, I'll just go through the watershed in the high school. But anyway, I think that's what we're planning. I got about 14 or 18 trust funds that I can apply to, and we'll just kind of start from there. Go off that last model that I did.
Well, I've got a question. As far as for the board members to get involved of the five, how do you work? As a bounty of a body of five, how does an individual go out and help with a project like this? Because I can't speak for you or anybody else. To help out with something
if,
like this.
If you wanted to help out with a community project, you could not do that as a board member.
Yeah, that's what
this board is focused on setting policy.
Five.
And we don't go out and implement individual projects as a board member.
So
that our ORSs and our
right.
You guys can say whatever you want to say. I mean, it's all right. Like I said, I'm willing to go any direction. I mean, I work with all kinds of boards.
So
I always have.
I don't.
This is a different kind of board in that sense, in that we're not a nonprofit where board members participate in operations.
Ethical wise, this.
As a board member, you
could
legally.
So PCJWSA is not a nonprofit?
No.
It's a for-profit.
We're a governmental agency, which doesn't make it a nonprofit. It doesn't make it a for-profit. It's governmental.
Okay, governmental. Okay. So I'd like to see your
even if you have merit to your project, legally, we can't help you.
Sure you can. But that it's all right.
No.
It's all right. Okay.
No, it's all right.
It's all right. Like I said, I'll accept
not
anything
as a
you
board.
Guys say.
As a board member, yeah.
No worries.
So thank you. Any other questions?
No. Like I said, we'll just try to do what you guys can do. It's all right.
All right.
Any other guests have any questions?
I have a question. I've never been here before, but...
Tell us who you are.
I'm Anna Schering, and I live in Woods.
Okay.
This dispute over this guy's property and wanting to put his own well in versus hooking up to...
A well or sewer?
The sewer versus hooking up to you guys. Who pays for that, and what if the distance is miles from your connection?
Tony?
The property owner would pay to get the sewer to the property.
But he's being told he has to do it if he wants. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts.
If he wants to develop the property, he's going to have to hook into the public sewer.
And is that very expensive?
I have no idea what it'll cost. Depends on how they go about it.
Contractor.
Yeah.
The property is within our within the boundary of our PCJWSA. So because it's within the boundary, you're required to hook into public sewer. If it were outside of the boundary, it would be a different issue.
So it's fairly close then.
It's in the boundary.
Okay.
If it were the next lot past the boundary, we would have a better discussion.
I didn't understand.
Exactly.
I wanted to buy land somewhere. And
it was 500 feet to that house. I can't
remember.
It was about 250 feet.
From the sewer to the property line.
And on the cost of this project that you guys are proposing, who pays that $278,735? Is that raising our water bill?
It is not raising your bill. It's part of our budget for this year. It's already included.
Okay.
Good question.
It's part of our fees.
What's part of our fees?
It's part of our, well, it would be under our, this.
It's in the budget.
Right.
It's in the budget, yeah. But
it is not a new fee that will be assessed to you.
Okay, and another thing, I am aware of, in the future, when you do new sewer drain pipings, that by the Shell station, I'm not sure of the name of the road that the Shell is on.
Pacific.
But you turn into Pacific City Trailer Park,
mm-hmm.
and that pipe runs into there. That is all clay. And that is just falling apart. It has been since 2010.
There's no clay sewer pipe in town. It's all PVC and or...
Has it been removed since 2010?
Forest Street? Pardon?
Has it been removed since 2010?
What pipe are you talking about?
Okay, out of the Pacific City Trailer Park?
Right.
Yeah.
You're coming out and you're on that one road. Guys got to work out. And then you're going to turn right on the Shell.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the pipe that...
What does the pipe you're talking about carry?
Is it storm sewer?
Is it
sewer
water? Is it storm sewer? Is storm
I'm not sure, sewer? But it runs throughout the whole park. And
so we need to know. That's probably storm sewer.
Yeah.
Because we don't have any sanitary sewer that is concrete or clay. It's all PVC and a little bit of ductile.
Okay, and what about that? Storm sewer piping is
Storm sewer is Tillamook County Road Department.
That's not part of us.
That's not part of us.
We're just water.
Well, the only reason I ask is because when I lived there, we kind of ran the place and we had a water problem that was not draining. Well, we got all the way out to the road that the Shell sat on, and the gentleman that lived at the end of the road was like yelling at us to stop. You can't be doing this, but it was just caving in.
Yeah, I think you're talking about storm sewer system, which is done by the county.
Okay.
There used to be a really bad flooding event there. The county's done some work on it, but you have to talk to. It's a good question, and you have to talk to the Public Works Department for Tillamook County. If there are any concerns at this point, or questions like what kind of pipe is it?
Well, yeah, because I was just wondering, they should replace it if it's not been done.
You could ask them if
so
it's been done and when.
So Public Works?
Public Works.
Okay.
Tillamook County Public Works.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just replaced two lines, or two of them, there by the bank, and where's the other one? Somewhere else.
I have one more question, sorry, excuse me. Do we do local testing all the time, just throughout the county? on our water, on water that we drink, water that goes here and there.
Water testing within the PCJWSA boundary.
We don't do in-house testing because we're not an authorized certified lab. The only thing we can test for is pH and chlorine residual. Every other test has to go to what's called an ORLAP approved lab, and we are not that. So it goes to a professional.
And where is that located?
It's a water lab in Salem.
So yes, there is testing done. It's required at different levels, and that testing is not analyzed in-house, but it's sent off to certified labs.
And that's provided by different groups?
We collect the samples, we send them in, we pay for the analysis.
Okay.
And those are done
and that's all
orally?
Required.
It depends.
It depends.
We have a whole battery of tests that have to be done.
And you do that when? Like every 30
there's
days?
There's a schedule of how our testing has to be done. You can go to the Oregon Drinking Water website and look our facility up. And it'll have all of our testing schedules right there.
Okay.
There's probably over 200 constituents that we have to test for.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Item 8, director comments.
I got a couple.
Okay.
The last month we were talking about the pump distributors. Were you able to appropriate or for pumps?
You're talking on backup pump for
Yeah.
I'm still working on that. I had to send a couple in for repair. I have purchased one new one, and so that's on my list to do.
So how the one that went in, how bad was it?
There's two of them.
How bad?
I don't know. They have to be rebuilt.
That pump, it was what, 20 years old? The one that you took, the two that you sent in, how old the pumps were they?
I would have to look up the date that they were installed, and I don't have that information.
We got our money's worth out of that one, I'd say.
Next question?
Website. Where Michelle's not here.
Well,
website.
It's not.
We don't have an update yet.
Yeah, we don't have an update. It's not proceeding as quickly as we would like, and I believe Michelle and or Rochelle are going to be getting a hold of our website people and getting this moved along. We had a conversation about that today.
I didn't notice looking on the website that Sean Lambert is still listed as a director and Tom Donahue's not.
Yeah, it was supposed to be taken off. And
a lot of people.
I think we still need to get a photo.
No,
I don't.
Now.
That's why I asked.
Next,
I have,
sorry, hang on.
Oh, sorry.
Questions
are
closed.
Sorry,
go ahead.
Oh, yeah, we talked about the modeling and the master plan. Okay. So, got that covered. Tom?
Any others? I just want to make a couple comments here. For starters, I apologize for not making the last two or three meetings, both business and special meetings, for our new manager. I was ill, and unfortunately my illness is kind of complicated, but I take my responsibilities quite seriously. I can't just up and sit here, but I'd like to make a suggestion in that in the winter months it appears that my health issues would be better served if I was in a less wet environment. So I have an opportunity to spend a few months in southern climes, as it were, and want to still participate as a director. And I'd like to make a suggestion that would be, I think, not only advantageous to me, of course, you know, that's me, but I, because this organization has struggled in the past with communication to our constituents, and questions of transparency are sometimes quite often pop up, I'm thinking that if we would make a small investment, not only for me, but for the organization, to invest a small amount of money. And we've had in technology to allow us to communicate with me via Skype, and also allow those who can't make evening meetings for one reason or another to also participate by, I have some handouts here. Skype allows not only video communications of conferences and meetings like this, but it also does recording. It's designed for some of the business software and stuff is designed for public groups like this, as well as corporation meetings. It would be easier for people to participate, as well as for me. So these handouts I have here are a typical web camera and software involved with it. That it's a small device you can mount up on the wall there. You can take it down and use it for staff training, as well as professional conferences that Tony or other staff might go to, where more and more business and professional groups are moving in this direction. It's paired with Microsoft Office 360 Live, and it would allow this camera would be operated by a admin person, where they could pan the camera using just simple laptop, hook these speaker types into a laptop, and not worry about the batteries running out, which occasionally happens. It also records the entire meeting. It would make it easier to, I think, be more transparent, would allow more participation from the public. The other things were would be for advantageous for staff, and we're talking about a minimal investment. For example, cameras run from, with this capability, being able to pan back and forth for a small room like this, in this case was like $275, use existing speaker systems, and whatever a flat screen TV would cost. So for under $1,000 investment, not only would I be able to participate from California in my duties in the winter months, but people that can't get here for one reason or another could also participate, as well as the advantages of staff that would attend professional conferences, save travel money and that sort of thing, as well as training opportunities for staff. Something to consider for the future, and immediate future, I hope, because I'm not going to be here next month. But at the same token, I think there's a real value here in this kind of technology. And we're not talking about a hell of a lot of money. It seems like the positives far outweigh the small investment. For less than $1,000, we could incorporate this kind of technology. I think it has merit.
So, Tom, regarding next month, since nothing could be done by then, we can have you call in and have our
yeah.
one. Okay, so we're good with making
we're
sure
you're next month.
You know, I go through all the, you know, all the data you send me, and I try to make, you know, my comments here, doing due diligence and following up. I take this very seriously. But same token, you know, my health is what it is, and I feel guilty not being able to participate in those meetings that I miss, especially since the election hasn't been very far along. But I think there's value in this, and would not only help me personally participate, but I see a lot of other positives for the general public, and I don't know.
We're glad your personal news isn't any worse than it is.
Yeah.
And it's complicated.
Yes.
Yes, it is complicated. And we'll certainly get the phone ready and have you get your information to you and email and go back and forth and have you here, in essence, on the phone in our meetings. We'll certainly be happy to take a look at this. I know the last time we looked at it, we thought it was going to be cheap and then realized that in order to get it really set up, that the price went way up to about $20,000 and we decided that that wasn't. No. So technology may have changed by now.
It has.
And we may have some other opportunities, but we can certainly look through this and then move forward with it.
Well, and then the other thing is, too, when you get the board packet, I mean, you're not going to be here, but you'll have email because you'll get communication that way. And any specific questions you have, for example, about checks that have been written or fiscal year kinds of things, you can address just that. By email and
the
get
technology
a
seems
quick
to be
answer.
Really cheap. And cameras, you can go, the example I gave you here was like $275. They go up, you know, to $2,000 or $3,000. But for a small room like that, you don't need that kind of technology. And the working with Microsoft with existing platforms we already have here in Office, I'm not so sure that Skype isn't actually owned by Microsoft.
But it's been offered for change.
Yeah.
We'll take a look and be able to digest and see what we have.
That's all I have.
Options. Okay. Yeah. Anybody else?
Well, I'm glad you're doing better.
Me too.
I just would like to acknowledge that this is Tony Owens' last board meeting as manager of Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority. And speaking for myself, having been on the board for I can't remember how many years. It's been a privilege, and I've learned so much from you, and I've watched you learn a lot in the processes over all these years, too, and deal with some very, very controversial issues and dealing with highly technical information, which you seem to be able to convey to the rest of us in a way that we actually understood it and could make what I think have been responsible decisions on behalf of the community. The other thing, it doesn't escape me that it's difficult for you to hang up your hat here. But again, speaking for myself, I want you to know that I have full confidence in everybody that works here. You've worked together beautifully as a team. You serve all of us very well, and that goes for the entire group. And I want to thank you for that and thank them for their looking forward and their ability to take this big step with us, too. So, because it is a big step for everybody that's here. And that's not lost on any of us. So thank you to the staff, and thank you to you, Tony.
Thank you.
If you need any advice on where to go fishing, let me know. I've got a couple of years of practice here.
I couldn't have said that better, and Tony has asked that we not have an open house, that he doesn't want that public acknowledgement, and yet I feel like I would like to sit here and talk for another 20 minutes. And
no, that's quite time to adjourn.
And I think that when I came into the position of chair, taking it from the hands of Doug Kello, and I said, what do I need to know? And he said, just listen. And that's so true, because Tony is a walking encyclopedia that has an ability to find the right people to bring into this organization, and I couldn't be more proud of the work that the staff has done over the last, I think I've been here 12 years already, and more than that in the audience. And I think I speak not only for this board, but also for Doug, Jack, George, Dick,
Larry,
and Doug Olson. So thank you.
Thank you.
I'm just amazed that you remember all them OR stuff.
The
numbers. Oh, all those and all the, I'm just.
He burns them. On that note, it's 6:09 and we'll adjourn our meeting.